Today's show is brought to you by Vinyl Me Please. Join the Record of the Month Club at joinvmp.com/songspodcast. Hey everyone, before we get into the episode, I do want to give you a friendly reminder that each and every episode comes with a unique playlist via Spotify or Apple Music. You can go to songspodcast.com or scroll down to the description of this episode and click on a link to the playlist, Apple Music, Spotify. They are there for you to experience the songs that we talk about on each and every episode. Thank you so much, and let's get right to it. And welcome to another edition of Songs for the Moment. I am your host, Glenn Rodriguez, and always with me is producer and co-host, Sean Hebert. What's going on, man?
What is up, dude? I'm doing really, really good. How you doing today?
I am doing a lot better. It's been a weird week this week, but we're back doing the show, and thanks to a friend by the name of Lillian, or Lil, as she likes to be called. I don't know if she'll hate me for saying her full name. Suggested summer song, so I was like, why the hell not? Like, let's do it. And that's what we're here doing. And we didn't tell each other our list this week. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, depending on what the subject is.
Yeah, like if I know my list is going to be completely different than yours, I'll just tell you what my list is. But this was kind of a wild card. But I have a feeling that, as always, I'll be the balance to the force in this list.
Exactly. So we're going to do this. We're going to do summer, and then we're going to we'll probably break into another conversation like we usually do, but beforehand I do have to plug some stuff out of the way. Songspodcast.com, to go check that out, where you can find a whole bunch of features like album reviews, tracks of the day and stuff, awesome things like that. I want to try to get us some interviews too. I think that'd be pretty fun. To kind of like side pieces for people to listen to, or read or whatever. You can also go to patreon.com/songspodcast. If you want to show us your ultimate support, you can sign up with Patreon, where you get, commercial free episodes, special episodes only for you guys, Google Hangouts, discount codes for merch. What else? What else are they gonna get?
Outtakes from episodes, extra playlists. As we come up with new content, you guys will be the first ones to get it if you're a Patreon member.
For sure. And like I said, you'll be showing us your ultimate support. So if you like what we do here, if you really like what you do, or what we do, if you like what you do too and you want to help us out, like, go for it. It'd be great. patreon.com/songspodcast. You can follow us on all social media at Songs Podcast. And also, I do want to give a big shout out to everyone who listens, and it means the world to us that you keep listening to us, and you know, you came over, if you came over from Pop and followed us over to our own feed, we appreciate it. And also give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. It helps us get up in the rankings so more people can see what we do here, and it'd be much appreciated, for sure.
Yeah, also, I just want to thank you guys. There's a lot of distractions in the world, like online. There's a lot of people begging for your time, whether that's your screen time or your auditory listening time. But thanks for letting us be your distraction every once in a while. I think that's pretty cool.
All right, so summer songs. So I guess the overall theme is summer songs, but that can mean a whole bunch of different things, like songs that remind you of the summer, songs that you play during the summer that remind you of something that happened in the summer. So either or, you know, it's summer songs and it's going to be fun, and it's the summertime. It's getting hotter out. It's actually been kind of cool up here in Philly. So I don't know how it's been down there in Jersey, but
it's starting to get muggy.
Yeah, and that's the worst. So yeah, Hopefully our playlist can help you get through that while you're sitting in the air conditioner, hopefully. Or working out in the hot weather. If you are outside doing hard labor, more power to you, and you are the best. So you go first this week.
All right, so my first song was kind of like a party anthem for a summer, for like my group my group of friends. Okay. It's a band called 4 Year Strong. The song's called Bada Bing What a Pipe, off the album Rise or Die Trying. It came out, I think, like September of 2007, but we didn't hear it until that summer of 2008, I guess it would be. And yeah, that was like a party anthem. It was on like anytime you walked into a party that one of my buddies was having at his house, because he would constantly just throw parties every single weekend, all 3 days. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it's a really good, I call him like, I would classify him as like power pop punk.
Okay.
You know, I mean, like with some hardcore roots in there. But yeah, really, really good vocalists. There's two of them. They both play guitar. Yeah, okay. Check them out. They're called 4 Year Strong. The album's called Rise or Die Trying.
I think I've heard of them. I'm trying to think of like some of their bigger. Is that like one of their bigger hits?
I honestly really, I've listened to this album a lot, but I didn't really listen to them much after this because I kind of got out of that kind of music. Like a lot of these songs on my list are from the same time period for me, like the high school and year after high school kind of time period was like my explosion into different kinds of music.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so there was a lot of bands that I listened to and then never went back to, but it's not like for any specific reason. It was just information overload at that point.
Ready? Yeah, I mean, there's a song on here that was that I guess can be considered from that time period too. But like I'm going a little bit different here. I'm starting off, and I think we're gonna go. Let's go with the song to kind of match what you're going with too, with your party anthem. You know, with your group of friends that summer. The summertime brought a really awesome pre-gaming song for me and my friends, specifically Tom and our roommates that ever, you know, came and went. And there was a few roommates that didn't stay at our place very long, so we would always go out with, you know, each other when they would stay with us. We had a place in Cape May proper called, on Sewell Ave, and we had like this whole floor to this Victorian style home to ourselves. I had like 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, awesome and haunted as fuck. But we would used to pregame and have Castillo, really bad rum, all the time, and his brother would come.
That stuff is terrible.
It is the worst.
It's like plastic bottle rum,
pretty much, and it's cheap, and I guess that's the reason why we drank it.
Like $11 a half gallon cheap.
Oh, for sure. So it was Tom, his brother, Mark, sometimes Justin would come over too, and we would just drink, and we would listen to Bring the Ruckus by Wu-Tang Clan as our pregame song. We would either, if we didn't really pregame, it would be the song we would drive to if we were driving to the bars in North Wildwood, we would play it in the car. Because we usually had a DD who didn't drink until we got to the bar, had like 1 or 2, and it still was the DD guy. But when we didn't drink at the apartment, we would just go to the place, and this would be the song that's playing. Plus, it's off of 36 Chambers, so, you know, legendary hip-hop rap album that most people know. If you bring up Wu-Tang Clan, they know that album. I feel like that's the one that everyone looks to. And Bring the Ruckus is the first song off the album, too, I believe. And it's just Bring the Motherfucking Ruckus. That's what we did. we get shitty and go have fun. And that was what summer was all about back then. And, I remember fondly of those times going to flip-flops and hating the place as soon as we got in, and drinking at the apartment and having, you know, parties and stuff. A lot of the things that happened in the summertime at the apartment inspired some things that happened in my movie called X Zero that I'm hoping to make soon. So a lot of memories with the song and that point in my life and at that apartment. It was like the nicest place I ever had, and it was like literally like down the street from the beach.
That must have been expensive as hell in Cape May proper, bro.
It wasn't at all. I think I paid, my half of the rent was like 500.
Damn.
Yeah, well, there was like 4 of us. There was me, Tom. It was a roommate situation, basically. Like, I found it online. And I was like, well, I have a job now and like a better job than I usually do. And, you know, I want to live on my own again. So I found that online and, you know, met with them. And I knew Tom, I knew his brother, Justin Stansbury. You know Justin Stansbury.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I knew, you know, I know that's how I knew him because of him. They're brothers. And, you know, Tom's really cool. And then his brother, Marky, is really good friends with my my cousin Joey and my brother. He lives out in LA now doing big things out there. So, yeah, it was cool.
So my next song is Minus the Bear. Thanks for the killer game of Crisco Twister. Off arguably their best album, Highly Refined Pirates, back in 2002. We're going throwback. This is the first song off that record. And that whole record kind of just sounds like summer to me. That was one of the first bands I listened to that wasn't heavy, you know? One of my friends showed them to me, and I listened to them for a solid... I love that album specifically for, I'm going to say, like a solid 3-4 months. It was probably like the only thing I listened to. Nice. That album fucking grabbed me by the throat, man.
It's funny how sometimes how that works. And it's rare, you know? That's something that can grab you by the throat like that, and you keep listening to it. You don't get that many chances when you listen to an album after the first try. I was listening to something beforehand that I was so bored that I won't go back and listen to it. I don't even remember what it's called. It was just going through stuff on Apple Music, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Minus the Bear when they played the 10th anniversary show. They went on tour when it was Highly Refined Pirates' 10th anniversary.
Nice.
And they played the whole thing cover to cover. And I saw them at... Oh, jeez. It was either TLA or the Electric Factory. I don't think it was Union Transfer. It may have been. It was in Philly. It was one of those three. Like, the main three venues that people usually play with when they're there. But, yeah, they sounded absolutely perfect. And they played all the filler songs, like the little 45-second track that's like between two of the songs. Like, they played everything.
Nice.
And then they played some other stuff. They opened up with, I think, their current single at the time. And then a banner dropped, and it was the album cover of Highly Refined Pirates. And then they just started playing the first song right away. It was dope.
I love it. See, I want to... That's one of the next things I want to do... Going forward is go to a show where a band's playing a full length, like, you know, on like an anniversary. I really would love to go to the Anthony Green show at the end of July, or it's the end of June, one of the two. That'd be really cool. Or, you know, the one that I really wanted to see was an Out Come the Wolves, Rancid. They did a tour when they played that whole album front to back, and I would have loved to go into that, but I was so busy when they came to LA that it wouldn't have been possible. So it is what it is. But one day I'll get to do one of my favorite bands that is going to do a tour like that. It'll be pretty cool. I'm jealous.
Yeah, that was sick. And it wasn't even really expensive. It was like $25 for the show.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Next song is from a band that's been popular for the last few years, I would believe. I just saw them a couple weeks ago in Delaware at the Queen. Which was a pretty cool, pretty decent venue in Wilmington. And this is Money Grabber by Fits in the Tantrums. And there's no real story other than I went and saw them recently, but like the song fits.
That's a surprise, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It just feels like summer when you listen to the song. It's kind of like, it's got that beat.
Yeah, I know. Too. I had to listen to stuff like that at retail jobs I've had. Because they always have like top 40 radio, like Sirius radio on, and like retail companies and stuff. Like if you work at a store,
of course.
So
radio friendly stuff for the fam, you know.
Oh yeah, things that can't offend anyone.
Yeah, I really like this band. I never really listened to them outside of like maybe if I had 104.5 up here in Philly, if I was here on or happened to be in my friend's car or whatever. You know, I would hear it because I don't really listen to radio at all. We went and saw the show, and they were really good. They jam, man. They're you like I, that had me dancing. I was dancing, and I don't really do that unless, you know, I'm with a girl or something. So, or I'm really drunk and I was 25. Just really fun show, man. They're really good. They jam. I just remember when they played the song, there was this girl that was really drunk that was next to me, and she was just like dancing with everyone around her, and like she put her hand on my shoulder, and I was just like, "What are you doing? Don't touch me! Like, get away from me, please! You're wasted, and I don't want to deal with you." But yeah, it was a really surprising how good they were live, because, you know, like I said, I barely listened to them. And at the end, they shot off like gold confetti, so like the whole place was filled. It was really sweet. And that venue is great too, the Queen. I would recommend going to see a show there if you can.
Where is it?
Wilmington, Delaware.
What's it called?
The Queen.
Okay. Yeah, I've never heard of that venue before.
You go in, it kind of looks like an old church. Like on the ceiling, there's like, it looked like there's probably a mural painted there at least one time. Or I don't know if it was like, it was meant to look that like old and dirty. It was pretty cool, man.
I'll have to check that out. You know, I've never gone to a show in Delaware, and it's just a ferry ride. Like,
yeah, man. Yeah. And then if you're in Philly, Wilmington's only like 35, 45 minutes away. So you just take whatever that road is, that highway.
Yeah, you can just take that commute on the chin. Honestly, it's really not that much further.
It really isn't. It really isn't at all. And, the person that I'm staying with, Chris, he won a whole bunch of tickets. So he won Fits in the Tantrums, Primus and Mastodon, the Kooks.
Ooh, that was probably a sick show.
They said it was great. Him and his girlfriend went. The Kooks, Fits in the Tantrums, Primus and Mastodon, U.S. versus Bolivia in a national men's friendly, which was really fun. I really had a good time with that because I'm a big soccer fan. And then Depeche Mode, which was a really good concert. That was really fun. I really enjoyed that. Seats were great. We were in
I'm super jealous that you got to go to that show, by the way, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Just
why?
You know,
you like them?
Yeah. Yeah, Depeche Mode is sick, dude.
Yeah, they're really good live.
Deftones is my favorite band, and the reason that, you know, Chino sounds the way he does is because of, like, Depeche Mode and the Smiths and, like, that whole, like, new wave kind of sound.
I dig it. Yeah, they were really good, man. Their performance was unbelievable. Dave, their lead singer, flamboyant and just dances and sings, and he sounds like he's... He sounds like he hasn't lost a step, even though that guy is the biggest heroin addict of all time and, you know, has gone through some shit and is still rocking out hard. And, just the video screen, like they were showing short films while they were singing, and the light show was fun. I don't know. I just had a really good time. Our seats were really good. We were like right on. We were in the 100 level. We were like right in the center, kind of like staring at the stage. And our seats were right up at the like the last row before you get to the VIP seats, and like it was perfect.
Oh, that's sick.
You know, they played a lot of new stuff. They played a lot of old stuff. Like they saved a lot of the old stuff for the end. Like Enjoyed in Silence, Stripped, Personal Jesus is what they closed with. Yeah, it was a good time, man. I really enjoyed it, and I'd go see them again in a heartbeat. U2's in town. They were in town last night and tonight. I was trying to win tickets for that, but no luck. I know people are not big fans of U2, but just to be able to say, hey, I saw U2, you know, it'd be cool. Like, I know I have, like, this mission of seeing all these bands that are still around from, like, the 80s. I want to go see them. So I've said, Iron Maiden, I've seen Poison, I've seen bands like that, so it's cool.
So that would lead into my next song, which is Protest the Hero, the song Heretics and Killers off Keziah. I actually had to look up when that album came out because I forgot. I knew it was like either when I was in high school or the year after, but it came out in Canada in August of 2005, and then it came out in the U.S. in April of 2006.
Okay.
But that whole album slays, dude.
I dig it.
I don't know if you've heard. Have you heard that album?
No, I have not. I know who Protest the Hero is, though.
Okay, that's like their first like big record. Okay. It was their first non-EP. They were like, they had to be like 19 or 20 years old when they wrote that thing. But I, That song in particular was the first song I heard. I think my friend Mark showed me them. He was like, dude, you got it. You got to listen to this band. These young dudes from Canada. And at the time, there was a bunch of bands from Canada that we were listening to, like Ion Dissonance. Like Beneath the Massacre is from like the same town as Ion Dissonance. So it's like this one area is putting out all these awesome metal bands.
Now, I know the name Ion Dissonance. It's like, so there was a band that performed at the Legion that had a mostly identical name. I don't know if that was them or not. Because I know a few bands came through the Legion that like went out to do something with themselves. Like, I feel like...
Straight from the Path.
That, and what do you call it too? What's that band? They're... Yeah, they're really heavy. They're really, really heavy. I forget what they're called, but...
Is it... Let's play charades. Is it multiple words? Is it more than two words?
I feel like it is.
August Burns Red?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're from Pennsylvania. Yeah.
I feel like I've seen them at the Legion at least once in my life.
Yeah, and then also, Straight from the Path used to play down here. Who else? I know... Zach was in Rivers Divided, and they played with the Concubine.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was a lot of bands in that like 2004 to 2007 or 8 realm that actually wound up playing like local shows and stuff down here. Because, I mean, they weren't that big back then. I mean, if you think about August Burns Red in 2006, like that was like their EPs and stuff.
Yep.
But they were like a big band, you know.
Yeah,
like, well, they were what was called a regional band.
Okay,
because the, you know, in like the music industry, there's local bands, well, there's baby bands, like local bands, and then there's regional bands where they play like the tri-state area and people generally know who they are or have heard their name, and then you go from regional to national.
Okay.
Yeah,
I dig it.
But yeah, I mean, not really much to say. Kazaya is a concept album.
Okay.
Yeah, musically it's really guitar driven. It's metal, but it's really awesome. The singer doesn't really scream a whole lot. He's got an incredible voice. Yeah, check him out.
All right. It's about to get weird. It's about to get real weird here. Okay. So I'm gonna set the mood. I'm gonna set the scene here. I'm talking early 90s Boardwalk, Wildwood Boardwalk. It's like summer is in motion. It's like July, and you're walking down and you hear the music playing on the loudspeakers of some of these stores, and then you hear a lot of these stores are playing like freestyle music. And if you don't know what freestyle music is, it's like dance music that has like a little Latino flavor into it. It's like a mishmash, and it's like not freestyle at all. Like, they're not freestyle rapping or anything. It's just what they called them, the music. It's weird, and it all like kind of sounded the same. And there was one artist that really stuck out from that group, I guess, of that like era of music that was like late 80s, early 90s, and that was Stevie B. And the song "I Want to Be the One." This is like this will probably be the weirdest I'll ever get on this show, besides talking about Africa by Toto, which was covered by Weezer, by the way. You guys go check that out.
I didn't hear that yet, but I got so hyped when I heard about it.
I mean, they did Rosanna first, and then they did that, which is great. Two good songs by Toto. So there you go. But "I Want to Be the One." It just reminds me of going to the Boardwalk with my parents or my grandparents. Back in the day, and they would play that kind of song, you know, that kind of music on the, you know, speakers, and it would be on the radio too. My mom and dad listened to this kind of music back in the day as well. So
I can't wait to look this song up to know what you're talking about, because I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I wanted to do it, because I know it would like freak people out, like, oh my god. So there's gonna be like one person out there that knows who Stevie B is, and like, oh my god, you're talking about Stevie B. Like, you'll know it once you hear it. Like, there's two different versions of it. There's like a re-recording of it, and it's not as good as the original one. So I'll point you in the right direction when you put the song underneath.
Okay.
But I don't listen to it at all. Like, I'll listen to it once in a blue moon to get like nostalgic, but like, I can't be like, oh yeah, I'm the biggest Stevie B fan of all time. I got all of his albums. there's a new There's a another song that he did that I wanted to put on here, but like it's called Spring Love, and I think it was on one of the Grand Theft Auto games. I'm not sure, but it's an inside joke between Steve T and I.
Okay,
we would throw that song back and forth and kind of laugh at it back in the day. So yeah, if you know who Stevie B is, let me know. Tweet us, you know, let us know, and we'll talk about it, because I could get into freestyle music and tell you groups, and like I only know one of their songs. So like most of these like groups that came out at the freestyle era, they've only had like one big hit, two big hits, unless you're like a hardcore, you know, if you're a hardcore freestyle fan, then you wouldn't know.
Okay, so my next song is the band Chon. The song Story, it's off their album Grow from 2015? Yeah, 2015. These dudes, I found out about them. I was just looking up like guitar playthroughs on YouTube. I think I like found who Polyphia was. And I was checking out one of their playthroughs. And then like a couple days later, they uploaded a video and I watched it. And in the related were these two kids that looked like they couldn't be more than 16, you know what I mean? And I was like, all right, I'm just gonna check out these dudes and see how good they are, and they blew me away. It was just a playthrough of one of their songs, and that's how I found out about them. But then they got signed to Sumerian, and dude, they're killing the game right now. They're on tour right now with Polyphia, and they're doing something called the Super Chon Bros Tour.
Okay.
This is the second time they've done it. The first time they did it, they were having Smash Brothers tournaments before the show.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. Like, they're really big video game dudes. And I saw on Instagram, congratulations to them. They sold out the PlayStation Arena.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. What, in New York, right?
Yeah. They sold that place out, which was cool for them because it's the PlayStation Arena, but also, like, it's probably the biggest show they've ever played. You know,
that's a big theater for sure.
Yeah. And yeah, they're just killing the game right now. They're amazing musicians. They seem like really cool, humble dudes. It's cool to see like young dudes like that's talent actually get appreciated, you mm-hmm. know, because their music, while it's like still like guitar music and they're really crazy, but like they're not heavy at all. That's like got like cool groove to it. The song sounds like summer. Like a lot of their songs sound like summer. You know, they're from like Southern California. So.
Oh yeah, it makes sense then. Yeah. Which is a really good segue for about what I'm about to talk about. So.
Okay.
Good on you for that. That's perfect. Like I don't even need to say anything. I will definitely check out that band though, because I've seen you listen to them a few times on, you know, what your friends are listening to on Apple Music. So.
Yeah.
So an album came out in the summer of 2013 that blew me away, that I think blew a lot of people away. It won like all the Grammys, and it's from a group that is notoriously known for, you know, electronic music. And I'm going to go off one of the cuts of the album that was a single, but it wasn't the single like Get Lucky was. Get Lucky was the single of Random Access Memories.
Right,
like, that's the song that they came out with. It was like a surprise. They did a commercial on SNL. No one knew what the fuck it was. And then, you know, you had the robots there, you know, with what's his name, Pharrell, and the guy who played guitar, I forget his name, Niles, it's gonna drive me nuts, just they're dancing, they're in like snazzy suits, and like, you know, no one knows what's going on. And then they played a longer version of that commercial at Coachella that year, and then the album came out in the summer, and like I said, Daft Punk's Random Access Memories, one of the best
incredible albums,
one of the best albums I've ever heard, right? Wouldn't you say
it's one of the best produced albums of all time? I think that album sounds incredible. Like a lot of mix engineers and audio engineers and stuff, they'll like, they have, you know, albums that they put on when they get new speakers to break them in and just learn how the speakers sound on like familiar material. Mm-hmm. And that is on like a bunch of people's lists.
I dig it, man. I'm still looking for that album on vinyl at a good price, because it's still expensive. It's like, I compare it to Grand Theft Auto 5, how, yeah, right now it's $20 on sale because it's E3 weekend, and like Rockstar really didn't have a big presence at E3, but it'll go back up to full price in a week, and it's still full price, and that game's been out for a while.
Yeah, so as a sidebar, though, Rockstar didn't have a big presence at E3, but have you noticed that no game companies are really crazy enough to release a game in October?
Yeah, it's true. What is it called? Dead Redemption or whatever?
Yeah, nobody's crazy enough to try to compete with Rockstar, man. It's not worth it.
They're on another level. But the cut that I chose off of this record is called Instant Crush. It features Julian from The Strokes on it, and it's summer. It's like the quintessential summer song, other than Get Lucky off the album. It's got a groove. It's got these keyboards that, like, you know, sink into your soul. You can, once you hear it the first time, you're hooked. And I remember driving around LA with my friend Mike late night. You know, we'd be working on something and we need to get out and clear our heads, because he was my roommate. And we would go to Jack in the Box, get the $2 or the two tacos for $1 and like a big drink that was like $1 or $2, and we would just eat those and roll down our windows and like drive all the way down Hollywood Boulevard all the way to Santa Monica and back, and we would just like loop this album over and over again. And this is one of the songs that we looped over, and to me it just feels like this whole album is basically a soundtrack to a summer. You could definitely paint a picture and a linear story throughout the whole thing. Even if you don't want to go off the lyrics, you can go off of just the sound and the vocals. And like you said, it's one of the best sounding albums I've ever heard as well. A lot of live instrumentation. Definitely a 180 from what they usually put out.
Oh yeah, dude, the instrumentation on that record is so good. It's just, even if... I don't know how you can't like the album, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I haven't heard anyone say they didn't like it.
I was about to be like, even if you don't like it, you gotta... No, like, I'm sorry. It's like, I don't... You know me. I don't listen to music like that a lot.
Yeah.
So it's a lot for me to be like, Daft Punk's Random Access Memories is one of the best albums.
Yeah. And they do it right, too, man. Like, they're not... They don't put out albums all the time. Like, they choose and... Like, they pick and choose when they get together and put out something. It's been a while since they put out something, you know, because I think to them, maybe they can't top that, you know. I think they could. If they could put out that, maybe they could put out something better. Who knows?
It's they tough. Might be trying to reinvent their sound, you know what I mean? Those guys are so talented and they can do whatever they want, really. They're probably just waiting to write something that actually fulfills them.
Yeah, and I like that, and I respect artists that do that, and I don't know, it's just one of those things where, you know, it's every year they're rumored to be playing Coachella, or rumored to go on tour, and it never comes to be. You know, people tease it, and, you know, news stories try to break it, and, you know, it's fake news or whatnot, people fall
for it. You could say they're the tool of the pop world.
Yeah, I could, yeah, definitely, definitely, and... I know I fell for, like, their surprise show at the Coliseum in L.A. That never happened, or was the Forum, one of the two. And I was like, oh, my God, they're playing. And it's like, the tickets apparently are not expensive. I'm going to go. And then I look it up, and I'm like, that's not happening. And I'm like, fuck. Because
the thing is, if Tool puts out something like that, they've been trolling people long enough to where people can usually spot their trolls from a mile away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People are like, oh yeah, a new Tool album, when? In 2040.
I mean, kudos to bands that can get their fan base riled up like that. And a lot of the time, at least for Daft Punk's sake, like, they're not the ones putting out this garbage of like, hey, they're touring, or, you know, it's just like rumors that people like to start because people like to do that. And, you know, when they really do, when they actually make a comeback, or if they go on tour or whatnot, I mean, you'll know. They'll do something special for sure. Like that commercial for SNL. I remember watching that SNL episode and seeing it and texting my friend, my other friend Sean, because I have a couple friends named Sean. He was a big EDM fan. I don't know if he is still now. He's like, this isn't Daft Punk. This doesn't sound like Daft Punk. I'm like, dude, it's different. Embrace it, you know? I'm always embracing the difference.
I didn't like Daft Punk before Random Access Memories. I thought they were trash. But then I heard Random Access Memories, and my neighbor Zach told me, like, all about their backstory and how those dudes are actually incredible musicians, and you know, I actually listened to the record and the instrumentation on that is perfect.
Exactly. And the guitar player, I was speaking of instrumentation, so Nile Rodgers is his name.
Yeah. Nile Rodgers, so good. So.
Yeah, man. And there was like, you know, like I said, there's a little bit of different like kind of sounds to it, you know, and in the end, it's just a crescendo of like, the song's called Contact, and it's just this crescendo of like electronic sounds and different kinds of instruments, and it's intense. So it's an album that I definitely could put on and listen front to back and not hate it. There's no, I don't skip over a song at all. Even
yeah, I would like that on vinyl, but it's pretty expensive. I mean,
yeah,
what are we talking, like 40-50 bucks, something like that?
It's still up there. Like I get, so Discogs, I'm still on that site, and they send me like, you know, what I would like, if you know they have it, if there's good prices, they'll let me know.
Right, yeah.
So there's a few albums that I have on there, and that's one of them. And it's starting to come to the point where I can probably pick it up brand new for a good price. But obviously I'm going to wait until, you know, my next move. But, you know, it's definitely one that's on my list for sure. It's definitely one, because the next time I you know, get my vinyl back and everything, I am going to get a legit turntable and some speakers and do it upright. So that is one album that I'm definitely going to throw on once I get it. So I'm excited. But yeah, Insta Crush, it's one of my favorite songs. I even thought about making a short film to it and all the good stuff. So check it out. And if you get a chance, Random Access Memories, if you haven't heard it yet, you've been living under a rock, check it out. Even there's like a one song there that's really repetitive. It's just Pharrell singing the same line over and over again, and it's not Get Lucky. It's Move Yourself to Dance. It's still good. It still makes you move. You won't even remember that he's repeating lines to you for like 3 minutes straight.
All right, yeah. So my next song and my last song on the list is A Great Big Pile of Leaves, Back to School, from You're Always on My Mind, came out July of 2013. I think I've put them on this list before. Not on this list, on this show before. But yeah, they're an incredible band based out of New York. This song just feels exactly like summer. The whole album has this like really laid back feel to it. The lyrics are really, really hilarious to the album. I have the vinyl, and all the lyrics are on the inside. And I was reading along while I was listening to it. It's just really funny. Like, there's one song about, the first song is about how the pizza place by his house doesn't deliver late enough.
Story of our lives in high school. No, I get it. I like quirky stuff like that, you know.
Yeah,
quirky stuff
yeah.
like that rules.
And it's funny because the lyrics are so silly, but the song is so good. Like, but yeah, that's really all I have to say about them. I've put them on the show before, but when I think about summer, I mean that's how I took this list. When I think about summer, like, what songs remind me of summer?
I like that. That's good. And that's I think that's how it should have been, instead of just like songs about summer, songs that remind you of summer. And that's, you know, that's how I think I went too, just songs that remind me of certain moments in my life that, you know, took place in the summertime, you know, or sound like summer. But yeah, I'll definitely have to check that out. I like the sound of that. And you know, just as we try to give the people out there a chance to listen to new music, it's obviously for us too an educational moment where we both kind of switch up music here. I think I learned a lot more from you than you learned from me. So
no, there was a couple of things I had no idea about on your list. Definitely that freestyle music.
Oh yes, Stevie
B. No clue about.
You won't like it, but it's there. you'll educate yourself knowing that existed at one point in our lives, in our generation. So it's not like it was like from like years past, like the 70s or the 60s. It was late 80s, early 90s when we were kids. So it existed for a while. All right. So I just crossed off a song and was just like, you know what? I don't really have anything for that. I just kind of threw it on the list because I wanted an eclectic list. But then I was like, you know what? I needed a song on there that definitely reminds me of summer that I really enjoyed talking about. And I don't know if the song was on my list before from an earlier episode or whatnot, but it's going to make an appearance again if it did. If it didn't, great. I am a huge fan of Jax Mannequin, one of my favorite groups. I've always been a big fan of Andrew McMahon generally. Just his music's great to me. And this song was like their biggest hit. And it reminds me of summer because of the time that I first heard it was in the summer. It was like right after senior year. And it might have came out before, like maybe the year before. But I just remember hearing it for the first time after senior year in... or like right at the end of senior year, and it's the mixtape by Jax Mannequin. And kind of funny because, you know, it's the song. This show's pretty much a mixtape every week. And it literally, the piano in it, just the general feeling of the song just reminds me of summertime. And like, you know, back in the day, you have that summertime crush. You know, I've only had it once, but there's people out there that have summertime crushes. And it just kind of reminds me of that and all. And I know it's actually not about that. It's, you know, the whole album is basically about how he's fighting through leukemia and all this stuff, and like the thoughts of, you know, of living with this in time where he was, you know, going through whatever. So yeah, it's a really good song. I think Andrew McMahon's one of the better songwriters of our generation, and that's just my opinion. And you know, from Something Corporate to Jax Mannequin, now to Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, it's Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, it's good stuff. And I mean, he hasn't disappointed me yet. So, and I have him up there with Springsteen and Turner, and you know, three of my favorite songwriters in like that kind of genre. So mixtape Jax Mannequin, check it out. And what is your bonus song?
I didn't really have a bonus song this week.
Okay.
But I will mention the song that I know that you crossed off your list.
That one, no. The one that I crossed off my list wasn't the bonus.
No. Okay.
Okay. Okay. The one I crossed off.
Do you
want to
share this bonus song? Because before the podcast we were talking.
Okay.
And we were saying that we weren't going to tell each other our list, but I asked you if this song was on your list, and because it was, I think it should be a shared bonus song.
Okay, all right.
It's LFO's Summer Girls.
Oh yeah, dude. Okay, so like I was telling you beforehand, I texted a few people like, hey, so Sean and I are recording this week's episode. It's about summer song and whatnot, and like, what songs do you think of when you hear the word summer? So a couple songs came up, and it, like, there was two songs that were constant. One was Steal My Sunshine by Lynn.
Oh, that's a good one.
And of course Summer Girls, which is, it's such a bad song, but it's such a good song. It falls under the category of it's so bad it's good.
And that song was everywhere.
Yeah, man. TRL.
Yeah, I was just going to say TRL, man.
it's interesting, you know, and it's something you can look back and listen to it, and like, you'll smile. You won't say, turn it off. You know, it deserves at least one playthrough, and then you move on with your life. But, you know, it reminds me of good times, and like being that, like, you know, a younger age, and TRL music videos and stuff on MTV, like that was the era, and the song was like the one hit wonder. And you know,
so many one hit wonders on TRL.
Oh yeah,
one hit wonders on TRL.
And just the lyrics of this song just don't make sense, but they're so quotable. Like, Chinese food makes me sick.
Like, oh my gosh,
it really
yeah.
doesn't.
Oh,
I love Chinese food, but fuck.
The whole song's coming back to me now.
Kids on the block talk a lot of whatever, or whatever he says. I'm kind of quoting Eminem in the mixture because he breaks down the way I am. I think he sings parts of these lyrics.
Yeah,
with his
I was.
Own.
So,
But yeah, I don't know, man. That song, Lens, Steal My Sunshine, and also Faded by Soul Decision came up in the Zach and Steve chat. And all three of those songs are good. And I also was going to throw in Ignition by R. Kelly, of course.
Oh, Jesus.
Because that was always fun. And then the song that I crossed off for mixtape was Levels by Avicii. I was just going to say, hey, rest in peace, Avicii. And just song reminds me of summer, just because it was always played at clubs and bars and stuff like that. If there was a bar with a dance floor, it was played, obviously. But I don't think we could have left the show off without talking about Summer Girls. I mean,
yeah,
I mean, it's LFO, you know. And I didn't have like a reunion
for some reason. For some reason, with what I listen to as far as music, like when you said summer songs, I don't know why, but that shit popped into my head first. And I haven't heard that song since back then. Like,
oh yeah, it's been a minute for sure. It's been a minute, but like, I mean, like, yeah, like I talked to Steve and Zach, and I talked to a few other friends. I asked summer songs, what do you have in mind? Because I was kind of drawing a blank for some reason, and then like when they started spouting off, I totally went off on my own. And I was like, okay, now I can think of this. But those were the two constants. LFO, Summer Girls, and Len, Steal My Sunshine. And Steal My Sunshine's a fun song to listen to and reminisce, and it's definitely a summer song, and just that song still doesn't make sense to me, but there was a video on YouTube, one of these guys that I used to watch, he's like, so this is how Len, Steal My Sunshine was made. He took the song that they sampled, and he slowed it down. He's like, oh, now I'm done. Now I can sing over it, and it'll be fine. I couldn't stop laughing. But yeah, that's our list. You have no bonus other than the greatest song of all time?
No other bonus this week. I mean, there was a bunch of stuff that I was thinking of putting on there, like some Lover Definition, some things I had started listening to in the summertime, like years ago. I mean, He Is a Legend, but I put them on last, last time, a couple weeks ago. He Is a Legend was on my list for sure.
Yeah, I think it was on the email list. Or
no,
title track.
Title tracks. But yeah, these were just the songs that I immediately thought of. I mean, there's some Boys Night Out stuff that reminds me of summer. Like off of their self-titled album. Like the song Apartment was really, really good. Just like stuff I probably heard in the summertime, not necessarily came out during that time.
All right. For me, I could have went, I would have just been emo episode number two for me if I, the way I wanted it to go, because a lot of the emo stuff reminds me of the summer, like Taking Back Sunday, just everything.
Yeah,
like
I really kept wanting to put them on my list too, but I didn't want to put more Taking Back Sunday on the playlist.
Yeah, I was going to put Make Damn Sure because that I heard that song for the first time in the summertime. So it's like, it just reminds me of the summer. I was going to put The Academy Is on there, and I was going to put, I was going to go really weird and put Metro Station on there, which would have probably been a slap to the face to a lot of people, but it would have been fine. Cause who wants to talk about Miley Cyrus's, long lost brother, Joel Cyrus, I think his name is, or something weird like that. But yeah, the Metro Station, check them out. If you don't know who they are, you'll probably laugh. But before we go, I do want to mention a review that I just put up on Songs Podcast. You know, just going through some stuff, and I heard this band called Snailmate. They're a two piece. In they put out an EP called Existential Anxiety EP, and let me tell you, I'm just gonna read from my review just the first paragraph here. I'm just going to let you know how I felt listening to this for the first time right off the bat. Felt like I was punched in the face repeatedly while I was dancing and laughing hysterically while high on acid listening to this. Would I do it again? In a heartbeat. It's a mixture of keys, screaming, rapping, hard drums. It's basically an anxiety-ridden roller coaster, and I really enjoyed it. So if you like bands like Primus, Mindless Self-Indulgence, Horse the Band. The first band that I thought of after listening to like two of the songs off the EP was Horse the Band. They were
okay.
Crazy.
That's a good descriptor, I guess.
Yeah. It's less screamy, but pretty much the same level of chaotic, you know, chaoticness. You know, just like a lot of chaos going on in the songs. So I thought I'd just throw that out there and definitely check it out. You can listen to it on Spotify and Apple Music. They also have a game that they put out called Pogo Gun Pogo, which you can play on iOS and Android devices. I wanted to try out. Yeah. They're a DIY band. And I love DIY bands and that culture and stuff like that. I think it's really cool that people self-fund their tours and their merch, and they design everything. They keep it all in-house. I think that's pretty cool. I think that's that shows a lot of hard work and dedication that a lot of bands these days don't have. I guess just like that much dedication to your craft other than just, you know, putting together the songs. That's pretty sweet. I think that's pretty cool. But other than that, that's all I have to say about summer songs, because I could go on and on about LFO if you want. I mean, we could just keep a whole episode about Summer Girls. It'll be the weirdest thing of all time, but you'll have to get me drunk or really high off my ass to make sure that would actually sound right, because if I was sober doing that, I'd be bored within the first 2 minutes, because I don't really have much to say about that at all, to be honest. I can make up a whole backstory or whatever.
But yeah, I think that concludes this episode of Songs for the Moment. That was our summer songs list, songs that remind us of summer, songs that came out during the summer.
Yeah, man. Yeah, thank you to Lil for suggesting that. I might come to you with another, just give me like one other suggestion so we can put it up on a poll for next week. And we're going to, you know, we've been busy. I've been busy. Things have been going on. Sean's been busy with things going on. Congrats on the new job, by the way.
Thanks, man.
But we want to be more consistent. We want to be able to put out episodes for you each week, because I know when you go out without your favorite show for a week, you kind of like, oh, what am I going to do now? And I'm hoping one of you feels like that out there, that you really need to hear us every week. But we are going to put up some of the stuff that we did on Pop, which there were some really good episodes on there. And I think
if some of you guys are new, then this will definitely give you a backlog of stuff to listen to.
Yeah, there's a few episodes where we, you know, talked about what we were listening to lately. There was a few different themed ones. I definitely want to do the hip hop episode eventually. That needs to happen soon.
Yeah, for sure. That's one thing that we haven't for some reason touched.
I would really like to do an episode with someone who actually likes the new Kanye West album. I listened to it twice the day it came out, and I didn't like it. And people are like, you're crazy. It's so good. It's the best album he's put out since My Dark Twisted Fantasy. And I'm like, well, I like that album, but I didn't like this. But for some reason, that beginning, that first track on the song, I know he's talking about his bipolar disorder and everything, and I respect that he's being very honest about that and stuff. But it just set the album off in a bad note for me. But I heard the collaborative effort with him and Kid Cudi, the album they put out together, is really, really good. So I'll have to check that out. And it's been a while since I've heard Cudi.
Did you hear the song that was just like poopity-doop?
Oh, yeah. I thought that was funny.
Honestly, me and my friend were talking about it, and I didn't know about it. He came up to me and he was like, yo, you have to hear the new Kanye song. And, I side-eyed the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'm being serious. So, you know, after like a minute and a half, nothing's happening. And then he's like, yo, this next verse.
Flames.
And it happens. And I die laughing. And as we're talking about it, he made a good point. He was like, it's better than most hip-hop now. Out the like now, though, it really is. It's better than most hip hop, like the mumble rap and stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
It really is. Listen to that verse. I'm telling you, it was better.
It was straight up a diss towards that type of music too, which is the greatest thing.
But yeah, I guess that concludes this episode of Songs from the Moment. Thanks for listening, guys. You can go to Twitter and Instagram at Songs Podcast to hook up with us on there.
All right, guys. Well, that is it. Like Sean said, and you know where to find us, patreon.com/songspodcast, represent.com/store/songspodcast, Songs Podcast on all the social. You know where to find us. Thank you so much for listening to Songs for the Moment, where every moment has a soundtrack. Post Malone sucks.
Have a good one, guys.